Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
The root causes, of the immigration problem. That's what John Kirby also said, by the way, as we talked a little bit about earlier in the program. I just can't get over that. I mean, the Biden administration came in into the White House and they said, we're going to send Kamala Harris to get down to the root causes of immigration, the immigration issues. And 3 years later, we're still looking at those. You know, that's going to be really the linchpin here, folks. We're going to find those root causes, and then everything will be fine. I got to tell you, I don't believe that. Not for a second. Well, folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday slash weekend edition of the program. And I'm saying Friday slash weekend edition because we're going to be out of the studio for the Saturday morning or weekend show as we take a little bit of time off for the Christmas holiday. We're going to be returning back live on Wednesday, December 27th. We'll have some encore performances as well, encore presentations during that time. But you're always welcome to head over to Kyle Warren. show.com and send me a direct message if you like anytime if you have a question or a comment for our guests or any other kind of thing that you'd like to talk about. We sure do appreciate hearing from you. Also, by the way, we just heard from Joan up in Seattle listening on GCN, and she writes in and she says, thank you, Chloe, great job reading tonight, Merry Christmas. Well, thank you, Joan. I will pass that on. And of course, we had my daughter Chloe on earlier reading from Luke 2, the Christmas story, as we take a look at again as we head into Christmas weekend. And that was kind of a tradition that I would do on my podcast every year. And so she definitely said, oh, absolutely, Dad, I want to do this on the show this year. And I said, absolutely. And thank you, Joan. I appreciate the kind words and I will pass those on. All right, folks, once again, we have so much to talk about on the program this morning, 949-822-7959. But also we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
You know, so it's kind of a John Kirby morning here. There's these two different clips that I heard from him earlier, and one of them was, hey, you know, we got to get to these root causes of immigration, because he was also asked the question, you know, what are you doing right now that's having an impact? And he says, we're trying to get to the root causes, basically. I mean, that's, you know, kind of not really holding water.
Well,
that says it all right there. I love your response. No, yeah.
Let me say it this way. This has now turned into migrant tourism. There are actually companies out there that have been launched that it's really tourism. They tell these migrants, wherever they are in the world, you know, come to us and we'll help you get to where you need to go and tell you how to do it. And these are the fees and so forth. So it's gone from these non-government agencies that Department of Homeland Security has enlisted to now it's a tourism. They're travel agencies that are doing this. And they tell them actually how to enjoy the ride along the way.
Exactly.
You know, how to get through the Darien Gap and so forth. So it's now just become comical. So there are so many people along this path from once they hit, you know, Nicaragua or Ecuador or Brazil or wherever they get to in Latin America through Central America. And there are actually people that are, you know, making a business out of this and supporting these people and selling to these people. And, you know, there are vendors out there. And isn't it fascinating that so many of these people have fully charged cell phones when they get to the United States, and then they take these selfies and they send them back to wherever and say, hey, look, we're here. Here's our picture. We're here in the United States, and they're yippee skippies. And then you go and talk to them and they speak English. But when you start asking them some harder questions, they go, no, we don't understand English.
Well, I wonder what kind of cell phone plans they have. I mean, I thought the people were coming here and they kind of had, you know, no means basically. But they have cell phones that are not only fully charged, but evidently they have a great data plan, I would expect.
Well, I mean, there are lots of apps that are out there that you can send, that you don't have to have that you send stuff through like WhatsApp or any of those. So, but yeah, and you know, while you're here, you know, we'll show you how to get new SIM cards and whatnot. So,
oh sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, but again, I think what you're talking about is very relevant. This notion that it's not just a cottage industry. I mean, it's actually kind of, I don't want to say big business, but it's significant in that sense. That this is now the new normal, and there are industries that are doing this now, basically.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And a lot of people don't know this, but during the Obama administration, he had several czars. And one czar was Cass Sunstein. Cass Sunstein is married to Samantha Power. And they're both Marxist. Well, Samantha Power today is in the Biden administration, head of USAID. What's Cass Sunstein doing? Oh, glad you asked. He's in charge of immigration policy in the Department of Homeland Security. So Kamala, and he was put there in 2021. So Kamala is not the czar in charge of immigration and border. It's Cass Sunstein.
Yeah, but Kamala Harris went down there and said, don't come to the United States. It didn't work, did it?
Yeah, but, it's closed.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're heading out to a quick break. When we come back, we've got so much more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook here on this Friday/weekend edition. Stay right there.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual. And this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rock through this Friday slash weekend edition. And we hope that you're having a great weekend out there. We hope that you have a great Friday. And, of course, obviously, a great Christmas Eve and a great Christmas. I want to say thank you to Deb for her direct message. And, yeah, I appreciate your message very much, Deb. I will pass that along. It's a technical issue, I don't think it's not on our end, but I'll pass that on to the engineers, and they hopefully will be able to get that solved. But thank you for letting me know. I really appreciate it. All right. You know what? Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook is with us once again. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
So I'm going to ask you a very tough question. I'm happy to answer the question myself. I am not actually done with my Christmas shopping, but I should be done today on Friday. That's my goal, even if it's raining. So how about you?
I still have some things that are waiting to be delivered, just very few. One or two.
Very cool.
Stocking stuffers, but today I got to work on the groceries, on the food menus. So
so much preparation goes in to Christmas time. There's no doubt about that. But, well, you know, Denise, one of the things that we saw earlier today sort of turn into politics here, and that is the California right now is looking to, quote, explore every option, unquote, to get Trump off the ballot in 2024, but by the end of this month, you know, is obviously it's a bandwagon, but this bandwagon's going to get, you know, a bump in the road, don't you think? Or maybe a huge gaping pothole or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Even when you've got a handful of Democrats and progressives that are saying this decision is wrong by Colorado. You know that it's you can pretty much predict the outcome, or should be able to predict the outcome from the Supreme Court. And now I would argue, because they put a stay on this until it went to the Supreme Court, that the Colorado court pretty much knows that this would decision is to, you know, be advanced to the Supreme Court. They know the decision was really wrong.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, doesn't that sort of beg the question, why are they doing this in the first place? Because it seemed to me that the real outrage is not from, you know, Republicans or conservatives and, you know, oh no, some bad thing's going to happen now because, you know, all the Trumpians are going to go and do something bad. But the outrage is actually going to come when the Supreme Court knocks this down, don't you think?
I think it's a money-raising issue. I think it's something that the Democrat machine wanted to put out there as a shot across the bow, to continue to say, we're still coming after you. And as long as the cases, plural, are out there, it costs Trump money. I mean, they're trying to destroy him financially, but, you know, for, you know, his legal team. So it really just comes down to destruction.
Well, right. No, I think you're right. And because the atmosphere right after this ruling came along was simply that, well, the MAGAs are going to go crazy. You know, look at January 6th, and this is going to happen again, and so on and so forth. But, you know, the cover, I think, is going to come when people start saying, look at this court. It's completely illegitimate. You know, this court, again, is found for Donald Trump because he appointed some of these justices, and they're just doing his bidding.
But they don't care. That's the whole thing. I mean, the Biden administration doesn't care that what it's done to the United States on immigration. They don't care. They don't care that they're in defiance of the Supreme Court's decision on student loans. Defiance is the order of the day with the Democrat machine. They don't care. I mean, can you imagine that this White House tolerates every single testimony that Mayorkas gives before whatever committees in the Senate and in the House? They just, defiance is working, they think. Mm-hmm. And they raise money off of it, and they, you know, advance their agenda. So they just don't care. They don't care that Biden hasn't given any press briefings, press conferences.
That's right. He did not give the year-end press conference.
No.
And so Karine Jean-Pierre comes out and says, well, he answered some questions in Wisconsin or something like that, you know. And so that, you should be happy with that.
I think, you know, like Trump or not, you know, there was a time, certainly during all things COVID, that the man was in front of a microphone for hours every single day. And do you remember the conferences that he gave where, you know, he and CNN got into big, huge fights? And
oh, yeah.
I mean, something was always, he was always out there. Now, it may be his ego that was doing all that, but nonetheless, he was accessible. We've got Biden, who's not accessible in the least. And now Karine Jean-Pierre is not really, if you listen to her answers pretty carefully, she's not really representing Biden. She keeps saying, I, like she's running the joint.
I guess it's something changed in the binder. I'm not sure, you know, but I think you're right. But I think because she's getting much more frustrated with the whole scenario. You know, because this is no longer, they're no longer doing their role as scribes in the press briefing room. They're actually asking questions, and they're not easy questions, and they're questions that she can't easily answer or deflect to another department.
Yeah, she turns around, she'll say, I'll point you to the White House counsel office, or point you to the State Department, or whatever. She'll point someplace, or she'll say, we have nothing for you on that to offer, so we'll move on. Next question.
Right. But it's becoming increasingly, and I don't want to say combative, but it's just uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can tell by the expression in her face that, you know, whoever she calls on, you can look at the expression on her face and she's already put up her guard.
Oh, sure. Yeah. This is very, very different from where it was before. And especially, and of course, you know, I think the real answer why the president is not giving the, you know, what is typically a traditional year-end press conference is because they don't want to get him prepped. They don't want to put him up there in front of the cameras. They don't want to have to deal with the aftermath of that.
The press knows a whole lot more than we're giving them credit for. And they're getting, whether you like MSNBC or CNN or not, they're beginning to ask some harder questions, and she doesn't have the answers for it, but they're hounding him. And then they shout questions to him and wherever he is. And, you know, he either walks away or gives some kind of a weird answer and then walks away. So, we're not getting anything out of these. Nothing.
I like what you said. You give some kind of weird answer. And that's, you've encapsulated it right there, because that's what it is. And it's like, okay, well, where are you supposed to think of this? Why, you know, this or does it make sense? Or it just seems kind of overly simplified or something like that. But, and this is the thing, you know, actually I did a Joe Biden there, right there. Here's the thing, right? The thing is, Joe Biden can't just sit there and talk about subjects. He just can't do it.
Well, he can't. And, you know, I would like some hard questions too, to say, you know, under your administration, there's been an estimated 8 million migrants have come into the United States. What's the top number? When do you cut this off? He is sending Blinken and Mayorkas down to Mexico sometime this week or next week to have some kind of a conversation with Obrador. Well, you know what? The decent thing to do would be to take Governor Abbott with him. You know what I'm saying? And now we've got the Bureau of Prisons. They have taken some people out of the Bureau of Prisons down to the border to just do transportation. We have got, ICE has got facilities, I think there's 6 or 7 of them, that are, for the most part, empty.
Right.
I mean, one facility, I think, has got 200 beds and there's 6 people in it.
Wow, that is very, very significant indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're going to hit the bottom of the hour break. More with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And then we've got a question from a caller, I believe. So we'll open up the phone lines as we come back to the next segment. So, folks, stay right there. Friday/Weekend Edition. It's almost Christmas. So you got to run, Rudolph, run.
Run, Rudolph. Simon's got to make it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S. USA News Update. The Supreme Court has opted not to address, at least for now, a case regarding whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for alleged crimes committed during his presidency. Friday, the High Court rejected a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings connected to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
He says they plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. Medical professionals advise exercising caution as families gather for the holidays. Dr. Marina Kellner from Westchester Medical Center highlights the increasing number of COVID cases, along with a surge in flu and the respiratory virus RSV. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Recorded for broadcast at this time.
Again, I have a theory, as I discussed on the program earlier this week. My theory is, as I said, not based on scientific evidence. It's not based on numbers, but only on observations. And that is that when this song is playing, you can't be sad. You can't. Everything should be fine when this song is on. And I think it just has that effect on people. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through the Friday/weekend edition. And we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is still with us here for this segment. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning. I'm just glad you're not playing Jingle Bells. Well, that's just one I just don't deal with. I can handle all the other Christmas music, but Jingle Bells just puts me...
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, I think we got the Frank Sinatra version, but still no go.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Denise, if it's okay with you, we've got a couple of callers who wanted to ask a quick question. So sure. let's head over to Backgammon Bob. He's got a question for you this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, I was looking on Fox News, special counsel in the Trump case is unconstitutional, according to Reagan thing. And this is basically based on the fact that under the Appointments Clause, which the article cites, and I'm citing the article here, that they cannot do this without Congress, under the inferior officer can only be appointed by department and only if Congress so directs. So they're saying this guy has no power at all.
That's a really good question. Absolutely.
Are you referring to Jack Smith?
Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing, too, is that I think that it has to be somebody outside the Department of Justice, if I recall.
Then you're right about that. That's
he
the
is
thing.
In the Department of Justice. In fact, they yanked him out. His assignment in the Department of Justice was also he got assigned to the International Criminal Court, and we're not a signatory to the International Criminal Court. So that one's a little on the sketchy side to start with, but they pulled him out of The Hague and brought him back here. So he's under he's on the payroll of the Department of Justice, and a special counsel cannot be on the payroll. So I think that there's kind of a two-lane objection here.
That's a really good question. And Backgammon Bob, thank you so much. We got a couple other callers that also have questions, but thanks for calling, Backgammon Bob. Hope you have a merry, merry Christmas indeed.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. All right, and now we'll head over. We've got James in Clearwater, and James in Clearwater is holding on, too. I think he's got a question for you, Denise. Good morning, James.
Yes. If you remember with Clarence Thomas, the whole nonsense he went through, he called it a high-tech lynching.
Yes.
And I think what we have here is a judicial lynching. And I think that's a term that should be propagated. The whole thing is just basically what it comes down to, and I think starting with the whole Russiagate and all everything else, it's nothing but one series after another of Democrat
yes.
dirty tricks. And
yes.
that's what they are. This is just another Democrat Party dirty trick. And I think that that needs to be emphasized more also, because it's more of the same. Mm-hmm. They can do whatever they want. It's still a Democrat Party dirty trick.
I think you've got a good point there. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
I'm glad he said that, because almost every day when you read pieces, coming out of Associated Press or Fox News or Newsmax, or even if you look at MSNBC or CNN and you see what is happening here, it's all the Democrats. And, God bless Mark Levin. In his last book, I think he said, they hate America. But you could literally start building an encyclopedia of all the dirty tricks that have happened since the Obama administration. It would be depressing, but we have short memories,
mm-hmm.
except for James. So hats off to James.
That's exactly right. Yes. Indeed.
I mean, the biggest fraud we had in the country was Russiagate.
That's right. I'm sorry, James, you had one more quick comment. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think that, people just don't like dirty tricks. That's just all there is to it. And I think when they start seeing things in that light, rather than, yes, it's election interference. Yes, it's this. Yes, it's that. But it comes down to, and this heart and cause and effect is a Democrat Party dirty trick.
Indeed.
Touché.
Well, James,
no argument from me.
Well, James and Clearwater, we appreciate the telephone call very
Thank
much.
You.
Yeah, we hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You also.
Hey, take
Thank
care.
You.
All right. We got James and Clearwater. And Denise, we got one more who would like to ask you a question this morning. Let's head over to Las Vegas, Nevada, one of my favorite places in the whole world. And that in Yosemite Valley, by the way. So, but Las Vegas is a great place to be. And we got Dan Tana Frank. Dan Tana Frank, do you have a question this morning? First of all, good morning. Do you have a question for Denise?
Well, I have incredible gratitude for her enlightenment on the sock puppet, the criminal in chief that. Has Cass Sunstein a part of anything that really sums it up? Kyle Denise, he was who said this? The American people are not my enemy; their Constitution is. Do you guys know who said that quote?
Ooh, no, who said
that? Who's that?
is one of the most brilliant orators in the history of humanity, Adolf Hitler. You know, and I'm just going to ask you a yes or no on, and was Napoleon a brilliant, one of maybe the top five generals in the history of the world? What? Yes or no? You know, but boom. My point is, a sock puppet was in San Francisco meeting with the top dog of China. Mm-hmm. And yeah. He already has 72 million in his campaign war chest, if he's even aware of that. And, you know, Spielberg's brilliant, but you have to scratch your all of Hollywood ponied up another 15 million. And are these stupid or brilliant people? I'm closing quick, Kyle.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question. That's a great question.
Yeah. You guys are being too kind on dirty tricks. No, these are treasonous, treacherous tricks. And these people have given him, you know, they're brilliant. They're not stupid. How do you give a sock puppet 15 more million? And the reason is they've already stolen treasonously the last two elections. And as long as we have this mail-in ballots,
yeah,
we're being had. And one last thing.
Sure, yeah, just real quick, because we want Denise to respond. Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, yeah, especially Denise. Every red state by the end of close of business today, they need to take Biden off the ballot, and they have judicial cause. Thank you. Hey, have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Dan Tana Frank, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you. Have a great weekend. Yeah, what do you think, Denise? Is it going to, it's a tit for tat? You know, I mean, what's the diff at this
it's
point?
Not, I think you can put it out there as a shot across the bow, but I want him. I mean, I know that I'm sitting out here on an island all by myself, but I want Biden to stay on the ballot.
No, I hear you. You know, because there's so much damage.
I want him to stay there
damage.
Because it's too easy to vote against him. And I will tell you that you've got Democrats that are doing it. You've got Democrat politicians that are finished, you know, with them. You know, we got mayors that are pretty upset, governor, Democrats that are upset with him, if for nothing else, over immigration.
Right.
And you notice that they're really not blaming Governor Abbott anymore, except the mayor of Chicago. But right. None of the others are blaming him, Abbott anymore, because
exactly.
They're not it's not flying nearly as many or transferring nearly as many migrants elsewhere out of Texas as the Biden administration is. So,
Indeed. Yeah. Well, and I hear what you're saying, because that's a strategic move in and of itself. Biden stays on the ticket. Biden is the nominee. Biden is beatable in that sense. And it is, you know, maybe a different strategic move rather than just getting him, you know, out of office or something at this point. You know, you have to look at these different perspectives. Exactly.
Well, I've also said, too, that Comer, with the investigation of the Biden crime family, it isn't just about the Biden crime family. I think that he's holding back some interesting evidence that he has that includes other people outside of the family that have been in support of him. And it could be Kamala Harris herself.
Well, very, very interesting. And Denise, have a very Merry Christmas. We'll see you on.
You too.
Take care.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, Jingle Bell Rock in the frosty air. All right, folks, we're heading into the final segment of the program this morning, and we're going to be talking here in just a moment with the insurance quarterback. That would be none other than Patrick Hyland, of course, the insurance quarterback. And you can also hear Patrick right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear him on Sundays from 11 p.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And, folks, we have so many more things that we're going to be talking about. And, of course, a quick program note, we're going to be out of the studio for the weekend edition. We're going to be out until the morning of December the 27th. We'll be back live then. So we hope everybody has a great Christmas. We have hope everybody enjoys a little bit of time off. Everybody here at the show is going to do the same. But you're always welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, for example, and send us a direct message anytime you're hearing the program, even on a repeat. And I do want to just give a quick shout-out before we bring Patrick on. I do want to give a quick shout-out to William in Denver, also to Joan in Seattle, who heard Chloe see my daughter reading out of the book of Luke, Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story, earlier in the program. Some very, very nice comments. I appreciate that so very much. I will pass those on to her, and it's very much appreciated. And Merry Christmas out there to everybody. Well, Patrick Hyland, of course, our good friend, and he's back with us here right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal, and Merry Christmas to
Merry Christmas.
You and everybody else listening, and let's make it a safe one, and look out for your fellow man, and sometimes for people this time of year can be a little depressed. You must be cognizant of that, and have some empathy and sympathy for people not as blessed and as fortunate as us, and that have lost loved ones recently, so that's what it's all about, man. It's the season of giving, and that's not just gifts. It's from the heart, too, and time is more important than a gift.
Indeed.
No matter what. There's always somebody out there, Kyle. A lot of veterans out there right now need the, connection with people, and we got to cut down on the suicide rate in this country during this time of year. So there's hotlines out there, guys and gals. There's people out there willing to listen. There's people willing to open up their front door for you and give you a comforting hand. So please, I want to make sure everybody does what they can for everybody. That's what it's all about during this Christmas season, Kyle.
You got it. Yes, that's exactly right.
Great football game last night. The L.A. Rams beat the New Orleans Saints 30-22. That keeps the Rams in the playoff hunt. And, hurts the Saints a little bit because if the Bucs win, they'll be one game up on them with only two to go. If the Bucs can beat Jacksonville this Sunday, that's going to be a big game for Jacksonville's playoff and the Buccaneers' playoff implications. 4 o'clock Sunday. So that's going to be one heck of a game. And the USF Bulls, Tampa's college football team, there, Kyle, they won last night against Syracuse 45-0 down in South Florida at the Boca Raton Bowl, Florida Atlantic University.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool for them, too. So we do have some games tomorrow. The Bengals will be at the Steelers. That will now play off implications. And the Bills still try to stay there in the playoff hunt and keep up with the Miami Dolphins. They'll play the Chargers. The Chargers will have a new coach. So we'll see what happens there. So it's been an interesting week in sports and football. And I can't wait for this weekend. I really can't. And then the Commanders and Jets will play Sunday at 1. Not much going on there. I thought maybe Aaron Rodgers might play. There's no need. There's no playoff implications for the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Rest up. Come back. Strong for next season. Give it one more shot.
Exactly. Yeah. Why risk it? Why risk it for that at this point?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Joke around, risk it for the biscuit. But if you're risking it for no biscuit, why would you do such a thing? It doesn't make sense, man. I'm looking forward to this game, the Lions and the Vikings. The Vikings are still trying to hang in there for that playoff contention, and Lions, they're trying to win the division. So that could be a real good game for everybody to watch. The Browns, they're playing the Texans. Texas has been playing better. They need to win that game to stay in the hunt against Jacksonville, and the Browns need it to stay atop of their division. So there's another game that's going to be good for a lot of people to mm-hmm. take a look at.
Exactly.
The Seahawks will play the Titans, and the Seahawks need to win that game to stay in the playoff hunt. And the Titans still have an outside shot at the division, so that'll be a good game to watch. And then the one I told you about, the Jaguars and Buccaneers, that should be the best game on tap, and then that'll kick off at 4:05 mm-hmm. on Sunday. And then a real high-scoring game Sunday, Cal, will be the Cowboys and Dolphins, at least it should be. They'll be down in South Florida there, nice weather, down in Miami Gardens. And, we shall see. After the Cowboys got that beating by the Buffalo Bills, we'll see what occurs. And the Dolphins hung on to win their game. A couple weeks ago, they beat the Jets early 30-0 last week. So those are really the games of any magnitude to take a look at. Then on Monday, you know, we have three games. They're giving us three games on Monday, Christmas Day. The Raiders and Chiefs. Chiefs, you know, need to keep their playoff hunts going. And we're seeing if the Eagles rebound. They've been falling against the Giants, who really have not looked good at all. But again, it's a division game. Anything can happen. So, and then the 8:15 game, the Ravens at the 49ers, Monday night, Cal. That could be your play Super Bowl matchup here in a few weeks. So that's what, you know, is on tap. I know we'll be back on there, you and I, on Wednesday. You'll be talking to everybody on Tuesday about what has occurred in our wonderful world.
Exactly.
I was just going to say,
do you have time to take a quick question from a caller?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Let's bring them on in.
Very cool. Beck, Am, and Bob, do you have a quick question for Patrick Hyland?
Yes. Just wanted to say that it's going to be a hell of an MVP race in the NBA this year. And it's amazing how good the Europeans have become a group. It's just proving that skill and fundamentals can still play great basketball.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Beck, Em, and Bob. We appreciate the call very much.
One last thing, Kyle.
Go ahead.
Last thing.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that you have done a very good job with all the callers and stuff that you have to manage. And I realize it's difficult. I hope that you have a very nice Christmas and vacation. And just wanted to let you know that you're doing a nice job there.
Beck, Em, and Bob, I appreciate that so very much. It really, really makes my day. It really does. And thanks and Merry Christmas to you as well, very much. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care. Beck, Em, and Bob, everybody. So, yeah, what do you think, Patrick, the MVP race would be on?
Oh, yeah. No, he's 100% right, man. You got Jokic, Embiid, just two guys that really are going to go at it and see what happens. And don't count out the Greek god either, Giannis. Okay, can play with anybody for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens down the stretch. There'll be some good NBA games on Christmas Day. They always do that. So it's going to be a lot of fun for the sports fans out there
on
Christmas Day to flip between NBA and football.
So, indeed.
That'll be cool. And that's what it's all about.
Well, Patrick, we got about just 1 minute left here. Can you tell everybody how they can find you and what you can do for them?
Yeah, please. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. If I can be of any help to you with any type of financial, you know, needs, medical needs for health insurance, or you know, anything with Medicare, still things going on there. There's still some special election periods for certain people. So if you're not sure if you did the right thing for, you know, your choices for Medicare, there's still an opportunity for you to change some things. So please give me a call at 813-966-1052. And for all my computer friends out there, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. You can schedule an appointment with me if you go to that website.
So very cool.
GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Merry Christmas, Kyle.
Hey,
talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. Always great to talk with him. And again, I appreciate Back Am and Bob. Thank you so much for your kind words. Folks, thanks for listening this week. We're going to see you back here on Wednesday morning. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas this year. Safe Christmas. And as we heard earlier out of Luke 2, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you again real soon. Take care.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.